Chapter 3. Arrival in Paros. Sergio told the girls to come inside and cover up, as two guys on a boat were not exactly what he needed to deal with right now. He took off the autopilot and set a new heading towards the open sea and opened up the engine. The other boat carried on its course, and they soon started to disappear into the distance as the girls waved them away.
"So, Anya, did you enjoy that?" Sergio asked.
Anya looked at him and said,
"Oh, my God, I never meet people before like you two and like two men on big boat. Like sex too much, and I not go with girl before."
Anastasia then said,
"But you did enjoy it, didn't you, Anya?"
"Yes, I like," she giggled.
"Have you ever been to a swinger or fetish club, Anya?"
"No, haven't, Turkey. But why you like have sex many people?"
"Oh, Anya, you have so much to learn. Many people never change their partners and are very happy. But some people, like Sergio and me, we like to explore, have different experiences, go to sexy clubs and private parties. Sergio likes to watch me do things with other guys and even girls. It's quite strange, really, because since meeting Sergio, I found that I like to watch him do things with other girls. I've never seen him with another guy yet, so don't know if that's something I like yet."
Sergio looked at her with a questioning look.
"Well, it is early days, baby. Maybe you'd like to try it with another guy."
"Not really, babe. I've never been into guys. But who knows what will happen in a foursome? I did have a guy suck me off once when I was with a girlfriend in a club. He was bi, and I was fingering his girlfriend, so let him do it."
"So, Anya, did you like it when I told Sergio, fuck you in your butt? Why you ask me many questions, please?"
"I'm just trying to get to know what you like, Anya. Sergio and I are, well, swingers, I suppose, and as you're on our boat with us, I'm trying to find out what your limits are."
"Limits? What limits?"
"Limits are what you will or what you will not do.
Sergio and I are still experimenting and haven't found our limits yet. And I don't think you have found yours just yet either."
"I like spunk," Anya replied, giggling.
Sergio was quiet and listening to the conversation with interest.
"What do you mean you like it, when a guy comes in your pussy or mouth?"
"Mouth. Like taste."
"Well, we know what to serve you for breakfast tomorrow then," Anastasia giggled.
The weather had changed and a strong tailwind had developed, so Sergio told Anastasia to take the wheel while he went forward to hoist some sails.
"Come on, Anya, put your bikini back on and come and help me with the sails. Just keep steering straight ahead, babe. See that island in the distance? Just aim it towards starboard. That's the right-hand side of the island."
"Okay, Captain," Anastasia joked.
Sergio came back in and took the wheel. The wind allowed them to pick up speed and were sailing along at 22 knots. The girls decided to go below to see what they could knock up for lunch as it was getting on for 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Sergio was in his element, sailing along immersed in his thoughts. He knew Anastasia was hot, but never in a million years did he think she would be up for stuff like she did with Anya this morning. He was planning to arrive at San Marino in about 4 days' time and was looking forward to visiting his friend who owned Ecstasia, the swinger club in a stunning mansion with beautiful exotic grounds and 2 swimming pools. The girls came up from the galley and had prepared a nice salad with tinned tuna, cheese, and salami. As they all sat around the big dining table near the captain's chair and wheel, Anastasia asked where they were headed and if they were stopping for the night. Sergio told them, wind permitting, they were going to arrive at a nice little Greek island called Paros by 7 o'clock that evening. Then they could find a restaurant or a bar and chill out for the evening. For the rest of the afternoon, the girls sat near Sergio chatting, and then about 4 p.m. Anya asked if she could have a sleep in one of the cabins. Sergio told her no problem, and he'd give her a call when they were about 30 minutes away from Paros. Anastasia sat with Sergio and talked about the last few days. She told him she was so happy, and was really looking forward to living on a boat like this full time. He told her about his plans and the boat he'd already found, that he wanted to show her when they got back to Cannes, but stressed that a boat this size would be well over 1.5 million euros. She then asked him if she could start her own travel blog on YouTube, and he told her he thought it was a fantastic idea. She even told him how turned on she felt when he was fucking Anya, and that she wasn't even feeling jealous. then asked him if he thought she was weird or something.
I wouldn't say you're weird, babe, but you're definitely different, and I know I want to seriously spend the next few years, if not the rest of my life, with you.
Do you really mean that, Sergio?
Yes, babe, I really do.
She started playing with his cock again, but he was concentrating on sailing the yacht.
How long before we get to Paros, baby?
About an hour, I think.
She'd released his cock and was wanking it openly with her other hand in his shorts, squeezing his balls.
What are you trying to do, babe? You're going to make me come in a minute.
Yes, I know, but not yet. I'm going to surprise Anya.
But she's asleep.
Yes, but not for long. Can you set the autopilot for 10 minutes and come see Anya with me, please?
He did as she asked and set the autopilot and followed her down to the main cabin where Anya was sleeping. Just before they entered, she released his cock again and got down on her knees, wanking and sucking him to hardness again.
Now, baby, I want you to wait here and keep playing with your cock. I'm going to give you something to watch and wank over, but you mustn't come. Well, not until I call you in, understand?
I see. You're a very naughty girl, Anna.
Anastasia entered the cabin and lay on the bed next to Anya.
Hey, Anya, did you have a nice rest? We'll be docking in about an hour.
Anya was still in her bikini and lying on the bed. Anastasia started stroking her hair and face. As she stirred, she smiled at Anastasia and pulled her head towards her and kissed her on the lips. Anastasia responded and slid her hand down her body onto her hips and bottom. Still kissing each other, she pulled her closer and felt her butt cheeks. Anya sighed as her fingers slipped between her legs and into her little slit. Sergio was watching through the slightly open door. Anya rolled onto her back and let Anastasia push her hand into her knickers, arching her back as she slipped inside, rubbing her clit and using her juices to lubricate her fingers.
Can I taste you, please, Anya? Oh, my God, what you do to me?
Anastasia pulled her knicker's leg to the side and went down on her, licking her clit and glistening slit, making her feel like she needed to come. Anya lay back with eyes closed as she was taken to heaven again on her tongue.
I have a surprise for you, Anya. I'm gonna make you come, but you know you love the taste of sperm. I need you to let Sergio come in your mouth, do you understand?
Yes.
Anya was staring at Sergio, who had just entered the room, walking around the bed towards her head, stroking his erection. He stood by her head as she stared up at him, wanking his cock as he watched Anastasia licking and slurping between her legs. Suddenly she moaned she was coming, and Anastasia clamped her mouth on her pussy, suckling as hard as she could on her clit. Sergio leaned over her face and wanked his cock faster to make himself come. The first spurt hit her on her cheek, so he held her head as the next few spurts went straight into her mouth. He pulled her head onto him so she could suck the last few drops from his cockhead. As he pulled out, she licked her lips and said,
"Thank you. I like very much."
"No problem, Anya, so long as Anastasia doesn't mind. You can have some more any time."
"I don't mind at all, so long as I can have her pussy any time as well."
"So are we all going out to eat this evening? If so, we need to find Anya something else to wear. I only have a few outfits with me, and she's a bit smaller than me." "Yes, the island's quite small, and there probably won't be any shops open at this time of night. But the restaurants and bars, yes. I fancy a couple of beers and then a pizza or something. Listen, you girls get ready, and I'd better get back up on deck. We'll be approaching Paros soon."
Within 30 minutes, Sergio was calling the girls as he was approaching the landing dock. He quickly secured the mooring ropes and went down to have a quick shower and put a shirt and pants on.